Aloha, this is Ray from Smart Living Hawaii doing another podcast here. I wasn't able to do a podcast last week, and I tell you why, and that's actually the topic of my conversation. The reason being is because I was just so booked last week with appointments that I wasn't able to do a podcast. I apologize for that. But what I'm going to do is this. I am going to tell you what I did for this show last week that got me booked for the whole week. And it's called networking. Okay, why am I including this for Smart Living Hawaii? The reason why is because to be able to live here in this island happily, you have to really experience the aloha. And I'm talking about the wonderful attitudes of the people here. Now, mind you, this place here, here in Hawaii, cost of living is amazing. It's wow, it can be a distraction. It can actually drive you nuts, really, because everything that you do, for some reason, cash-wise, you're short because of the cost of living, but you're in paradise. So what do you do to offset that? Best thing is this. Do what this island has an abundance of. And what is that? Wonderful people from all walks of life, no matter what. And what's also wonderful is this. A lot of people here are imports. So not just the local people, but over here, after you've lived here over, I would say, maybe 5 or 10 years, you're going to stay here somewhat, you're considered pretty much a local. You just have to adapt to the culture over here. That's smart living here. And networking. And there's tons of networking places over here where you will meet people with different businesses, different talents. And so what am I going to pertain to that? Now, let's say, for instance, you have a business or you don't have a business. It doesn't really matter. The power of networking really is so, I would say, key. Because if you're selling something or you just want to gather information, where do you get it? You get it from people. And I know the internet is vast. Most people are actually using the internet, Googling everything. Now, you're going to do that anyways. But there's something else about getting it from another human being, live, in person, face to face. Because you will actually know their experience. You get to read them clearly. And as popular as the internet and texting and FaceTiming is, there is nothing more rewarding than a person-to-person contact. And networking is great. Now, a lot of times, people who, let's say you do door-to-door or you even do, say, cold calling, this is the power of being able to network with other people, because this is what I realize. I meet a lot of business owners, but there's one thing that they do not like, or either that, another thing that they do like, but it's the only thing they really do, or it's something they don't like, and they only do the other things. What I mean by that is this. There's some people that are just great networkers or people gatherers. They're great at that. They're great at inviting people at these presentations, and also, I would say, these rallies, networking. They're great at that. But when it comes to, let's say, getting down to the nitty-gritty of the business, they're not really good at that. And then there are those who are good at the operations side, but they do not like networking because they are probably not maybe embarrassed or shy. So to alleviate that, this is what I ask people to do to be effective in terms of networking. Ask questions. Be curious. Be interested in others. Let them know. And because of those questions and just really be authentic about it, your answer will come, believe it or not. People love to tell you about themselves and what they do because they too are selling. They probably just don't know how. So with that being said, I just want to let you know, Smart Living Hawaii, the smart thing to do is start networking people and start communicating and talking to them. Aloha, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless.